Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let me pray. Father, tonight we're so grateful. We're so thankful. We honor, we adore, we bless you. You are God. You're mighty. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. We're here tonight because you made it possible for us to be here tonight. You took us through our day. You made things work together for our good, even the seemingly bad ones. Thank you for your plans and your purposes for our lives. As we go through life and what it means, may there be an impartation. May there be a great impartation tonight as we have come to be taught. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name I pray, and somebody said amen. Why don't you turn to one or two people, tell them it's good to see you tonight, and you may be seated. Don't just say because I'm saying it, you must really mean it, huh? It's good to see you tonight. Hallelujah. Is it good to be here tonight? All right. So we are, again, we want to apologize for the untimely putting together or bringing into the country this particular book. That's what we are going through for the next 6 weeks. So we're all supposed to have copies of it. We're expecting the goods anytime soon. I'm praying that we'll get it before this Sunday so that everybody will get their copies. Just $1,500. I'll advise that you pay your money now, because when it comes, they will say, okay, everybody should buy. And then you're waiting until we sell it for $500. that can't work. We get it. So make sure your $1,500 is ready for a copy. Kofi, are you there? For a copy. All right? Now, John chapter 10 and verse 10. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible says that a thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that they might have it more. It's they rather, isn't it? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Looks like the people are cheating you here. They think thing like that. Cross eye. You know cross eye? Cat eye? What? Cock eye. Oh, please. Well, cock eye. Cock eye. Like papaya. Papaya. Popo. Papaya. Okay. Because I don't know why they are cheating you here. Rebecca, do you see? Why? These people, they don't give offering or something. Is it? I hear you don't give offering. That's why they're giving you things like that. African man. When you see things that are not correct, you should see them. You must have eyes. People plaster walls and they go like that. Zigzag. Who is that? If you don't have an idea, you say, wow! You're doing a good job. You put a, they call it a straight to the street level. You see that? See, hey, hey, hey. The zigzag. You know, so I you should change it, Kofi, right after church, okay? Make sure it's fixed. No? Mm-hmm. So we're saying that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Isn't it, Janela? To destroy. I am come that they might have a life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, we're saying that this is what Jesus has come with. Jesus has come with life. Jesus has come with life. And he wants us to experience this life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, the life Jesus has brought is basically simple. You see, we, in this world, what we do most of the time in our lives is to work. Life is work. Whether you go to school, whatever you do, even when if you thief, you work. Yeah, no, if you are a thiefer, right? If you're a thiefer or a stealer, you will have to be a very smart thiefer. Anita, you have to be, not like the one who went to Ramada, Princess Ramada. Even them, they went to surveil, they went to surveil for a while. Yet. Yeah. Now, when you are thieving, you got it. I don't know what you need to, but thieving is not a simple job. Because as you thief, one day, they say every day for thief, one day for what? For police, okay. One day for police. So, life is work. If you don't work, you realize that your life is different. If you work, your life is different. Now, if you happen to do a job that you don't really like, then your working life is also not so enjoyable. But if you happen to find your life's work, you can get a message on Sunday. I preach about how to find your life's work. Once you find your life's work, then you can really live life. You can live life. There are many people who walk around very cosmetic. They are not happy. Including all their husbands and wives who wear the same dress, who wear the same clothes, take pictures all the time. They are always together in their arms and things. There's nothing like that. Don't worry with them. I've done business before. I've had a shop before. I've sold things before. When you talk about people having, doing business, having shops and getting money, it's something else. I tried it. It's not a simple thing at all. To have a shop on Regent Street and be rich? Oh. It doesn't, it's not the way it appears to be. Many things are like that in this life. But we're looking at, what is really life? What is really life? That's a question we want to ask ourselves as we go through this book for the next 6 weeks. The art of ministry. Ministry is work. Life also is work. If you like, don't work. You'll be very, very hungry. In fact, you may easily die soon. Or you go to the shelter at Isla Penitence Police Station back there. Even the way you go, they make you work. You have to come in on time. All kinds of things. There is not a single life here on earth that has not worked around it. Did you understand? But the question is, what type of work are we talking about? Now, yeah, last night I said it. I said it to a few people. I said it is only your life's work that you can find. You get it? And then chop bush like it's your own hand. And still not be annoyed or not be angry or not get vexed. It cannot be your life's work. Lloyd, that you almost take away your pinky finger. And still not be annoyed. I know, I hope you're not annoyed with me. Because you can do better. Do you get it? It is when you find your life's work, you can be living on a tree. It's okay. When you find the right guy in your life, it's not about money. Really, really, it's not about money. It's not about the type of house. Because when you're happy, you're okay. Happiness is it. But people normally would think that happiness is in money, or it's in cars, or it's in a house. No, but happiness is not in all any of these things. So work, really, your life's work is what you must find. Now, once you find your life's work, then the life that Jesus speaks about becomes a reality. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 thereabout. Maybe you should have gotten it. Ephesians chapter 1, did I say 2? It must be 2. Why not? 10. The Bible says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You think this work is being a stable market and selling? You think this work is making some little plantain chip and thing and selling it by in front of your house? You think this work is working at GRA? You think GRA is going to bring joy to you? What do you think this work is? This work is being a nurse, going to nursing school wearing white and blue with stockings in this hot weather and becoming a nurse? That's the good work that you have been created onto?
No.
Comex? Bring all over the place. No, you should really analyze what I'm talking about. The work life. God, Bible says God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. It means that even in God's world, Jesus said that hitherto my Father works, and I also work. I said my Father works, and hitherto I work. Yeah. He said my meat is to do the will of he that sent me, and to finish his work. You think when Jesus came here to work, he came to work at Scotia Bank? So life really, and work really, it's not what we see and how we see it. So you must discover your life's work. And last Sunday I was saying that it takes only your life's work for you to even move to a poor country. You see, sometimes these white people, they amaze us. A white man can move from their white country and go to one of the remotest parts of the world. And they are comfortable. There's no air condition. There's no washing machine. There's no, but you, even in your house that leaks, you want washing machine in the house. And still you're not happy. You say you can't wash with your hands. Because your nails are from here to Linden. Your nails are right from here to Linden. Tim. Think about it. Sometimes when I drive around and I see some people, how they live, and I look at the house and I say to myself, they have a latrine. Yet, they're okay. You have this white bowl with water inside. It brings you problems, water bill. In fact, they announce to you that this week is disconnection week. If you feel like don't go pay your water bill. Whereas somebody has latrine. No water problems at all. No cleaning problems. No, and then you think that they are disadvantaged. And they feel all right. Because it doesn't matter where it falls into. Once it gets out of your system, you're okay. That's what is important. True of us. Yeah, you go and see a dog or a bird. Do they care where they do it? We are the ones who seem to be so sophisticated. We want to find a nice small house, small room with a white bowl and some, you know, some nice smell, bright bowl, and then sit on the toilet seat, fancy toilet seat, the foamy ones, and then you sit on those nights and you take a book and you begin to download. When you finish, you can't stand it, so you have to get it away. And then you buy beach, buy this, and you clean the, that same white thing that you spend money on the white thing. When somebody has a latrine. Even latrine is better. What about if you have to go into the bush and do it? It's easier. You just go with the canvas, you dig a hole, when you finish, you just cover it. You're gone. You take a leaf. No scot, no house plan, no house humility, nothing. Just take a leaf. A bill of scots is about almost 2,600, 2,700. Yeah. Then tissue and all of that. You realize that life really is not what we think life is about. And God, during these 6 weeks, God is trying to appeal to us, to teach us and to open our eyes concerning what we really have to do here on earth to be happy and enjoy the life that Jesus Christ brings. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, born again by the blood of Jesus, unto good works. Which work? Bus driving? Conductor? Taxi driver? You think taxi driver is in the Bible? Do you see any taxi there? So then what kind of work is that? Ephesians 4 verse 10. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. We're taking off. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And the Bible says, he says in verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, not bank managers and auditors. He gave some pastors, apostles, prophets, some evangelists and teachers. Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Ministry of social welfare? No. Ministry of social cohesion? No. Communities? No. Labor? No. Education? No. Some of you work for Ministry of Education, you think you have arrived. For the perfecting of the saints, for a particular work which actually will take almost your whole week. If you work in a place 5 days a week and you're not happy there, you will not be happy in life. You wake up in the morning, you go there for 8 o'clock, you are there, all the people you don't like. When you want a day off, they say they won't give it to you. Last week you took a day off. You can't get it off. You see, you have entered into Pharaoh's backyard. You think that is the happiness Jesus has come to give us? I'm not saying that you shouldn't work. That's all I'm saying. You, John Lewis, Christmas time, you closing. I'm not saying you shouldn't work. No. If you don't work, you can't pay your bills. But that work, that is not why God created you and sent you into this world. He created you for better works. The Bible says, and the pastors, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists will perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. There's something called ministry work, the art of ministry. Now, when you find, what we are talking about is that there are works in the church and in the kingdom of God that you must find. Whether you're in the lay ministry or in the full-time ministry, whereby everything, you've left everything aside and you're working for the Lord. Whether it's lay or full-time, God wants you to discover your work in the kingdom and do it. That's what will bring joy. I told you on Sunday that the reason why I'm in Guyana is because of the work I do. If it wasn't the work I do, because you mean like it, you know. If it wasn't because of the work I do, I wouldn't be here. You can go to nursing school and go to the best country wherever in this world. You can go to America and say, American nursing is nice. You should not be happy. I tell you. Because some people have taken the nursing profession as a business. When they go and do it, then they travel and they go and get more money. You think more money brings happiness? More money brings a lot of problems. Yeah. Who do they kill these days? It's those who have money. Yeah. Broke into my car the other day because I used to park my car outside, and then the other my car, I have two cars and I have only one car. The other car was parked in the garage and the black one was parked outside. I had a very nice sound system in my vehicle. That's when Bishop Richard was here. We went out somewhere, went home around midnight, 1 o'clock or so, parked the car outside, went to sleep. The next morning we were going to Babies. When I came out, I saw broken glasses on the floor. Hey! When we looked, somebody had come into the vehicle, taking my nice sound system away. I said, good. So I decided to this time outsmart them. But the other one, but when we bought the music center for the other one, I don't know why I didn't think about it this time. The other one, you have a little font that you detach. So you can take it away. It's okay. You come and break it and take the thing away. Nothing happens. And then the other vehicle also, they are, the tape is inside small like that, even though it opens and pops up and comes up with a screen. But when you see from outside, there's a small tape there. So you see that, I think nothing there inside. And then it's also very clear. When you stand outside, you see everything in the car. The one that I drive is very black inside in the night. So when you see a big screen, you think that, hey, TV. So when they did that to me, I bought a new one, and then I parked this one in the garage and I leave the blue outside. Nobody has touched the blue car. Unless you decide to come next week or something. Is there? But, I mean, nobody comes inside. Because they can see, and they see that this thing, this small thing inside, it doesn't cost money. It is like, no, nothing. They're looking for the one that can see a big screen, flat screen TV. Touch screen with Bluetooth and all of that, phone calls and hands-free phone calls and Bluetooth kind of fancy things. When you have money, people come for it. So if our lives here on earth really is to work and get money, then we are lost. Because by the time you finish, somebody will light up your house. They'll come and torture you. You'll die in the house. They'll burn you alive in the house. And you can't get in. So Christians, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, our life as Christians in the kingdom of God is not to work and get money. Let me tell you, there are so many people, if you go further and deeper, in the interior. People don't even see money, but they eat, they sleep, they live. Oh. You go out of Georgetown, you realize that life is different from Georgetown. Yeah. That's why when we took some boys to over the river to work, then they're tipping people's cherry because they don't see cherry around. And we took our church members to Pearl. Then they saw people's guava and they tipping people's guava because they don't normally see guava. But where is guava in Georgetown? Market. You gotta pay for it. But when you go to them outside areas, where are churches in Pearl? The next door neighbor, she has was it 5 finger or 4 finger? 3 finger? 5 finger. Okay, she has 5 finger. The 5 finger is on the ground, dropped. Just please. Last time the person went to tip some. Five finger. But if you go to, you come to Georgetown, you have to go to border. The neighbor has a big mango tree, and the mango, you see the mangoes on it, and then juicy mangoes, juicy ones. But the nice thing is that there's a particular branch that has come into our church yard. So I told them that this one is not thieving. We will come back when the place is, the thing is right. We just come and stand there and pray. Shalabalabalaba. It will drop down. We'll take it. Yeah. Look at how some small guava, some small five finger, some small mango. You are excited. Oh, you come to Georgetown, it's chicken that can't walk anywhere. Chicken that doesn't walk. Chicken that is fat but it can't walk. That's the type of chicken they give us. You drive it. It's a lot of things we get from all these places. Life is very, very different. When God created the heavens and the earth, he told Adam to dress the garden and keep it. There was no 6-week chicken there. Yeah. And Adam wasn't working for any boss man. He was naming the animals, dressing the garden and all of that. There was no salary. But there was no record in the Bible where Adam said, Gawu, is it Gawu? Prince is here. Gawu? First May, labor movement. This is the first time that the agriculture workers, Guyana agriculture workers, you know, they combine with some, is it T, what, trade union congress, whoever, Lincoln Lewis and those people. We didn't hear Adam say, Lord, vat and rat and tin. There's nothing like that. So what we are seeing is not what God has for us. Even though we find ourselves here, we are not supposed to give ourselves to that thing. Did you understand? So we are supposed to be working, but working in the ministry. That's God's kingdom. We work in God's kingdom. As Christians, we belong to a country. The country is not Guyana. The country is called God's country. And in that country, you sweep the church. You preach. You resource. You pray. Those are the things that are connected to the kingdom of God as part of the work of the ministry. And that's what brings satisfaction. When one person turns from their sinful life to your righteous life, that's when you get excited. You don't need to go to Blue Guana to shake your bumsy and things. You see, so the devil has come to substitute joy and happiness in a different way. That you have to go and get drunk and misbehave. And that's what happiness is. Happiness is not like that. The angels are rejoicing in heaven without drinking alcohol. So we must desire, we must dream, we must want to work in the kingdom of God, either as lay people or as full-time people. Amen. That must be your desire, to work for the Lord. To work for the Lord. To work for the Lord. are too much for the Lord. David said, a day your house is better than the, what, 10,000 out there. You can see Brother Job in a trench pulling down weeds. No, not even $1. I said, brother, we've not finished. He said, well, we continue Thursday. I said, Thursday, you do say, yeah, what do we do? No money, nothing. But the guy is doing it. Come and go, nice big trench. My man is inside clearing the thing because it's a church something. It's something about God. It's something about the kingdom of God. And you know, it's so nice to even do it. Have you not realized that there are even some people who are really hardcore unbelievers? When it comes to something in the church, they donate, they'll do something. They will not give you money, but once it starts, it starts to do with the church. When the church is doing this, the church, they try to give. Because there's some kind of satisfaction and some kind of comfort and rest and fulfillment that comes by doing something for God and in the house of the Lord. That's why Jesus said, my meat, my food, my satisfaction, my nourishment in John chapter 4. He says, my meat is to do the will of he that sent me and to finish his work. So those of you who are not doing anything in the kingdom of God, that's why you are not happy. Where's that scripture, Siri? That's why people are not happy. Your happiness is not dependent on the high-class cosmetic job you are doing. And you go and see people in some workplaces, they look like they're in heaven. You think heaven looks like that bank? You think heaven looks like that office you are sitting? It can never be. Today I was reading the book of Revelation, and then the Bible was describing an angel that was sitting on the clouds. Have you seen some before?
No.
Can you sit on the clouds? An angel that was seated on the clouds. Michelle. Even a chair right here on earth, if you don't take it, a chair will not allow you to sit on it. That angel is sitting on the clouds. Those are the things that happen in the kingdom. Fantastic things. My meat. My food. What does food do to us? Food nourishes us. Food gives us strength. Food gives us energy. When you work for a while, you need some filling. In fact, food can make you sleep. Even if you sleep, when you eat, you get niggeritis. Don't know what they call it? Yeah, I don't know. Why do we call it niggeritis? Why not indiaritis or bokritis? Why niggeritis? There's the black people who like to sleep when they finish eating. Okay, I see. All right. My meat? Or chiniritis? It does sound nice. Niggeritis. Niggeritis. My meat. So as you do the will of him that called you and saved you, you will be fed. There will be satisfaction. Obia, you understand what I'm trying to say? So we want to look at types of workers. Types of workers. So assuming that you found a work in a kingdom, you're doing it. Now we want to look at types of workers. Because as you work in a church, there are types of. Let me tell you, there are some people who are at the job where you are just because of the salary. There are some people who are there just because of the prestige of the job. I work in a bank. I'm a nurse. I am this. I am that. I'm a manager. Hey, I am school. I have education. I'm qualified. Look at my CV. Look at my this. Look at my that. My degrees. So people work in places for diverse reasons. Now in the church world also, as we are encouraging you to take up this challenge of doing the work of the ministry, there are also types of workers. And you must desire, you must want to be one of the best type of workers around. The first type of workers we have is workers who are sons and daughters. Have you realized that the son of the business owner is different from you? Where you work when the son is there is different from you? Where's Steve's? Little boy. And he's shouting at you. He seems to see things that you don't see. He seems to be concerned about things that you're not concerned about. He comes around and behaves like your father. He, like he's the one who employed you. Yeah. And you wait small after you finish CX, you finish university. So he comes and he sits in the office. He drives a big fancy car. The work, he sees it very, very different from you who is there. In the kingdom of God also, in the church, you have people who work in the church, who work with us pastors, as like sons and like daughters. That's the type. When you have people like that, they ain't going nowhere. The business is we own. The church, this lighthouse business work thing is we own. Abigail, we are here with our lives because this is our business. This is our family business. Yeah. Nobody leaves a family business and go anywhere. So you can have type of workers who are like sons and daughters, and that is something you must desire to work in the church as a child of the pastor. You must be a son or a daughter in the church. Not like you came to just do what you got to do, and then if you get vexed, then you're gone. We are not a GBTI. There are people, Bishop says, who work in the ministry as sons and daughters of the ministry. Such people live and work as though they are in a family business. They do not have the usual employee attitude. When they start to start church, they are not around. Let me shout on them to give X. You have an excuse. I ain't coming today. They didn't even tell you they ain't coming. There's something called an employee attitude. You ain't paying me. You ain't giving me nothing. I got for come. I got rest. I tired. What's this? Who you think he is? Why are you telling me so? This. But you see, you have met a worker who is not like a son or a daughter. Hey, Godfrey.
You should be able to work in the house of the Lord and feel and oh, I was very encouraged when I saw people come from BV all the way to canal number 2. I said, what are these people doing here? They've also come to chop something. At least they said, we're also there. That's very encouraging. They came to do something. Oh, wow. It's like it's our church. It's a different feeling, though. The people who are around the church, they will never pick up anything. Especially the ladies in this church. They don't like to do anything. Well, yeah, but who will I single out? Maybe one or two. No.
It's when, I think it was Sister Marilyn, when the first time she went to Ghana, and then they were telling me, she was saying that, I was asking them, what did you discover, you realize? Even Sister Charlene, they said, they realized that the Ghanaian women are stronger. I said, what do you mean? They said, hey, they have a big pot on their head, they have a baby at their back, and they are not holding the pot. And they are holding the bag. So the pot is on the head, the baby is at the back, and they are holding the bag like that. And they are going. Excuse me to say. You see, them Guyanese girls? Umbrella. Anybody who has an umbrella here? Please give me an umbrella. Anybody has an umbrella? Let me do her as they do in Guyana. Please pop it up for me. I'll be popping up. Aha. Yes, good. Does it work? Hey. You see them by the bochette, umbrella, and a handbag. How can I hold handbag with my microphone? Where them handbags there? Fancy handbags. There's no fancy? Who has a fancy one? There's a bling bling, you know. The bling. No, I think my wife's bag is nicer. What? It matches my dressing too, isn't it? Yeah. Wait, I need some shoes. I need some high heels. I need some high heels. I need some high heels. Who lent me their high heel? Ivo, where's your high heel? Hey, you want to lend me your high heel? I now preach nicer with a high heel. This is Charlene. She feels too small. Yeah. It is in Ghana I discovered the use of umbrella. In Ghana, I see umbrella when it's raining. In Ghana, umbrella is used nicely. It is in Ghana I heard about dew. Dew. Yeah. Africa, we are out there in the night praying. When we came here, when I think the people outside, we covered their head and say, dew, 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 dew. Say, dew? What is dew? Every stomach trouble in Ghana is wind. It's northeast monsoon winds. The canal there to work. No woman is coming there again. Unless by invitation. We don't want no lazy people around. And you come and they sit down and they make their face and they look at you too. You are taking your things to that place too. We don't want you there. Why should my small son pastor come and carry a pot of food? We have about 10 ladies who brought their food. And the pot has two handles. You can hold one here, one can hold this side, and then come, and the other can hold the other side, and then we lift it and move it. Now this man has to come and carry the pot. And they're walking behind like that. If you have the attitude of an employee, that's why you behave like that. We have the attitude of an employee. You have to be told to do something. But here you are, son. You seem to find something to do that will help promote and cause the work to develop if you are a son or a daughter. You don't have that employee attitude. The dude didn't give me no high heels. Prince, you have high heels there. You didn't bring it. I'm closing. Bishop says, the sons and daughters, they are more of family members. Also, such people do not have the usual "I am here for what I can get" attitude. I'm here for what I can get. I won't walk around. Everybody know that I work in a church. Yeah, you know me? I work by a reverend. I work. You know me? You know my face? Yeah. I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. You know me? Get up, let me sit down. You don't know me? I'm a pastor. Yeah, you gotta respect me. I like the front seat. I'm a pastor. Hey, go to the back of the counter. I want to sit in the front. I'm a pastor. For what I can get, I am here for what I can. It's not like, oh, everything works. Now look at this big man here. This big man, he comes, he works. Chop, all kinds of things he does. He's a big man, you know. Married to a very fancy lady. Yeah.
Now the other day, I don't know, I think he can smell his wife. Because he was still at the back reading. The wife came. We know where this man jumped from. Real man. No, we are talking about people who work in the church as their lives work, and I don't behave like I'm here for what I can get. Many of my church workers are like that. Yeah. We got a meeting. If the business is for your father, do you have a closing time? You may have discovered some goods that are not in order. You are packing. Oh, daddy, you go. I'll come. I'll follow. I'll come later. We got meeting. We got conference. Conference, not meeting. Conference. Yeah. We'll say come for prayer meeting. Let's do this. You see all types of behaviors in the church. And then you see Craig. Look at Brother Calvin. You can never stop talking about some of these people. Do all that you can to help the church. You see, those are the type of people you want around you. Oh, I mean, it is nicer, it is sweeter to have people like that around you anytime, any day. You see, when the bishop said something, bishop said, when he travels, normally you know, every trip you take a group of people, you know, wanted people to have the chance to be with him. And he realized that there's a particular group that when he travels, the whole journey is different. But whenever he invites people to come around, then it's like when you're in the car, it's like somebody said nobody should talk or something. It's like you're in a cemetery. So he said one day, he said, you know what? I won't do this thing again. The original group that when I take them along, we are able to fellowship, I'll go everywhere with them. Because they generate some kind of atmosphere and life around you, because they are not, I'm here for because of what I can get. Are you like that? You want a scripture? I can give you a scripture. Philippians 2, chapter 22. Philippians 2, 2, 2. Bishop says, I find that many difficulties are eliminated by working with sons and daughters. That's why sometimes it's very typical in some of the churches around. When you go to the church, you see the pastor's family more in front. Isn't it? Uh-huh. There's no rebellion. No, everything is in the house. Ah, no stranger. And the people say, oh, the church is for the pastor and his family alone. But if they were to add you, you will not act like a son or a daughter. Then you feel like, then you pop up. But you know, the proof of him, go up, let's see, 20. Who is him? Go, 19, the guy's name is coming. Hey, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send you Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man who has the same mindset, the same thinking. The person who is concerned thinks about the things I think about. He said that this, who will naturally care for your state. I am looking for somebody to send to you, the church in Philippi. And when I look around the people I work with, the only one I can choose is Timothy, because he has the same mind like me. And naturally, not by impulse, not because he's been asked to do it, naturally, you care for your state. 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Watch it, church workers. Watch it, shepherds of this church. Are you seeking your own, or you are seeking the things of Jesus Christ? What are you seeking? What are you here for? You are here so that your life will get better. You are here so that your problems will be solved. But not what Jesus wants. You are working here just because of the salary you get. In other words, but you're not here because the master is your father, the master is your parent, and you're a child, and you're working for no salary because you eat at home anyway.
Yeah. Okay. My God.
22. We end there. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the father, he has likewise served with me in the gospel. Karen. Son. Father. Not somebody who was with me because I was popular. Not somebody who is because of me, because you have money, not because of the little, you know, things that you get, but the person is with you, serving with you as a child. You see, when you have somebody working with you as a child or daughter, you are not intimidated when it comes to asking them to do anything. Yeah, you should never put yourself in a place where you cannot be asked to do anything. Because if that's it, then it means that you're too big around. So, as for Sister Marsha, you know, when you're talking to her, you have to be careful. She can easily get offended. Don't let that be. Don't let that be your class. Don't let that be your story at all. It must be said. You see, and truly, it's very interesting because, like the apostle uses the word natural, there are certain things that I would rather call somebody who I know would do it and do it well. But there are some people you are comfortable in calling them to come and do something for you. There are some people you are not comfortable. In fact, their names will not even drop in your head. I tell you. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And if I ask Pastor Cromwell to do something for me, I'm comfortable. I don't get a feeling that, oh, he doesn't want to come, I'm worrying him, I'm disturbing him. No, I don't get that kind of feeling. All I have to do is I have to say it. He'll be there. If I ask Pastor Isan, let's go. You don't even tell Stacy he's going anywhere. He just comes and we go. He'll go, I'll be away. You don't have the feeling that as I'm calling, will he come? There are some people like that. If you look at their number, you want to call, man. Call. You know what? Man, let me call somebody else. You see the number, you don't know whether you should press call, dial or not. Because you know that this person, many of the guys around are very, very, very helpful. Very, very, very helpful. Very helpful. The ladies, you are warned. I tell you, you don't show real Christian women, especially when they are younger. I find that many difficulties are eliminated by working with sons and daughters. You will probably enjoy working with your father more than with your boss. Yeah. You know, bosses are not liked. Bosses' wives. Hey, have you worked in a company where when a boss man wife comes around? when she packs her car, she's coming. Yeah, bus lady come. I mean, when you're working with this guy, it was his wife not like that. What is it? Is it, what's the guy's name again? Alfonso or some Diego, something. The wife was called Barbara.
She was more than
the
boss.
The man will say something, make an agreement with you. But when she comes, it's a different case. It changes. Yeah. It's true. So working with a boss, it's very different. But if you can work with your father, you are likely to be happy working. And the life that Jesus has promised will be yours. The time is up.
Stand to your feet, please. We shall continue by the grace of God. The art of ministry, make sure you register for your copy, pay down on it. When the books come, say, hey, please, that book that Reverend has been preaching from, I want that book, especially the types of workers. Yeah. It's like in a ministry. I was talking to a friend today. And a friend says, you know, I was asking a friend about church and, you know, when you go to church. The person said, oh, I've not been to church for a little while. I said, why? Then he said, oh, some pastors that our pastor has been inviting to come and preach. When they preach, I get annoyed, so I get up and I leave. I said, no, you can't do that. He said, no, wait, let me tell you before. He said, what kind of pastor comes to a church and says that I want 13 people to give me $1,000 each for my neck because next year I want to come back? So I want you, the 13 people, to give me $1,000 each. Then he asked me, what plane ticket costs $13,000? And who should work here in this country and give you $1,000 so that you can come back into this church? He said, the pastor is saying that you don't want to come to church, I'll pray for you to lose your jobs. I said, well, you have a valid point. Because in that type of world, the work is everything. If they lose their job, he said, if I lose my job, I can't give up for you. I said, it's true.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Why don't you thank God tonight? Thank Him tonight. Close your eyes and thank God. Thank God for words. Thank God for the 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 work of the ministry. Oh, how free and satisfying Jesus was. After working as a carpenter for many years, he entered into the ministry. He walked, he moved, he interacted for 3 years without a stable home. He enjoyed the work of the ministry of his Father God Almighty. Speak to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to work for you. I want to work in your house. I want to work in your kingdom. That's my desire, to honor you, to adore you, to be meaningful to you in your house, oh God. Liberos kabara nere mesere. Liberos katabara baba. Mandelere. Liberos kabara nere mi kablas kataya baba. Oh. Liberos katamana kablas katam. Thank you for those words tonight. My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Libro sika baranda makaya bandere sika tabara makobros kotoborobe le skebe makabaraba. Want to be like sons and daughters working in your house, oh God. Libro saka taya barabababa le kabras kata baraba borobolobo le sika tabara makobros kotoborobe mama mande le kabros kata baraba. Mama mandere be kabras kata baraba. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. Our life's work. Work of the ministry. Work of the church. Work of the kingdom. That's what brings fulfillment and satisfaction.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus tonight.
Sons and as daughters of God, bless you tonight. Speaking to our hearts, I know we are not the same as we came in. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you are here tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you were to die right now, you're not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. While every eye is still closed, every head bowed. Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be saved. I want eternal life. You see, the beauty about the life and the work we are talking about is that after, you don't have to suffer here on earth to go and enjoy in heaven. The life that God gives us, it is worth enjoying here on earth also. Pastor, please pray with me. I don't have what you call eternal life. You may have life, you may be standing, you may be breathing in and out, but what we call everlasting life, you don't have it. Pastor, I need eternal life. I want to be born again. I need Jesus Christ in my life. If you are here like that tonight and you want me to pray with you, I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll do so. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again. If you're here like that tonight, just your right hand up high, every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, please pray for me. God bless you. I see that hand. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I don't want to go to hell when I die. Pastor, please pray with me. Your right hand up high. Every eye closed, please. Your right hand up high. I see a hand right there. God bless you. If you lift up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray with you. Come to me, say, I want to pray for you.
Lead me to
God bless you. Come for him as he comes.
When your love
want to give your heart to Jesus, don't waste time. Come. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Wait for another gentleman. Oh, clap for him. He's coming. Are you that excited? A young man like that is giving his life to Christ. God bless you, sir. All right. Let's close our eyes as we pray. I want you to pray this prayer with me, these two gentlemen. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart and invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. I am saved now. And my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.